Hey y'all, this is my first erotic audio ever. I'm a little nervous because I am not used to recording my own voice, plus I don't usually top in spanking scenes. But I think this is really hot, and I hope y'all like it too. Okay, let me start. Tell me about your behavior for the past week, boy. I hear you had a bad attitude at work. Drank too much, spent too much, and didn't do your chores. Mm-hmm. That's four offenses, young man. Four. You're old enough to know better than that. You're old enough to work. You definitely are old enough to know better than that. But you do it anyway. This must be why you still need a governess at your age. I think your ass needs to be paddled good and red. First thing that's going to happen is I'm going to pull down your pants. You're going over my knee, and I'm going to spank you with my hand till your naughty bare bottom is nice and pink. Then I'm going to wet your bottom and start using implements, because a spanking on wet skin hurts more. Do you understand? Oh, you're sorry and you'll be good? Mm-mm. Bad boys always promise to behave when they know they're about to get their bottoms spanked. Look at you, over my knee, pants down, and cute little shorts around your thighs, and you're still trying to weasel your way out of punishment. No, young man, you're getting spanked right here, right now. Do you see the paddle, the hairbrush, the belt, and the bath brush on the floor right in front of you? Well, I'm spanking this bare bottom of yours till it's as pink as I decide it should be. I want you to look at those implements, because you're going to be feeling each one of them later. I want you to be thinking about how each one of them will feel on your naughty bottom as it gets redder and redder. What's that? Please, no bath brush, no paddle, no corner time? Naughty boys don't get to decide how they're spanked. If you didn't want to be spanked, you would have behaved yourself at work, done your homework, drank less, and been wiser with your money. Oh yes, young man. After this, you're getting corner time. You're getting the hairbrush. You're getting the belt. You're getting the paddle, and you are getting the bath brush last. Oh, you're going to be sassy too. You're going to complain that it hurts and that I must like spanking naughty boys. I guess you want an extra paddling tonight with no more warm-up. Stand up. Take my hand. We're going to the spare bedroom together. You are going to fetch the small paddle. No, not the one on the floor in front of you. The other one, for using on naughty boys' sit spots. And the only reason I'm letting you pull your shorts up now is so you can suffer the embarrassment of me pulling them back down once you're back over my knee, because I know you hate that part. Now, march to the spare bedroom. I take professional satisfaction in administering proper discipline to naughty boys who misbehave. Now, go to the bedside table, open the drawer, take out the paddle, close the drawer, walk over to me. Good. Now hand me the paddle. See, I know you can be a good boy and follow instructions when you want to. That still doesn't get you out of your punishment. No, your spanking isn't even a third of the way through. Take my hand. We're going back to your bedroom. Now, get over my knee. You are in so much trouble, young man. What's that? Oh, I'm well aware of how much you hate how I slowly peel your shorts down. I'm still going to do it. You're getting 12 spanks right on your sit spots, and they're going to be hard spanks because I want you feeling every one. And after this, yes, you're going in the corner. Look at that pink bottom framed by your little shorts around your thighs, about to be spanked some more. Yes, I know how much you hate the sit spot paddle, how dense it is for something so small. You're definitely getting what naughty boys like you deserve, and no, we are not almost done. After this paddle, we still have corner time, then the hairbrush, belt, big paddle, the bath brush, and more corner time. Now hold still while I lay this paddle against your sit spot. Good. If you're sassy, you'll get more than the 12 you already have coming. And I may make you sit your bare ass on the edge of a nice, hard chair later tonight. No, young man, you may not rub your bottom. You can promise to behave all you want, but you most certainly are getting more spanking. Now, go stand in that corner facing the wall. I'm setting the timer for 5 minutes, and you may not touch your bottom or pull your shorts up during that time. If you do, we start the timer over again. Did you think I wouldn't see you stomping over to the corner? I punish for bad attitudes in this house, young man, and that is not the attitude I want to see. Now bend over and hold still in that corner. You get paddled the most because you're the one in this household who needs it the most. Good boys don't get paddled, but naughty boys do. You're standing in the corner with your bare bottom on display, and you still want to sass me, young man? Are you ready to behave for corner time, young man? Yes, you're getting extra corner time for that sass. Shh, 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 shh. I know it feels that way, but it's not. I'm not picking on you. You get punished the most because you are the naughtiest boy here. Not because I like to pick on you. If you behaved, you wouldn't get paddled, and the others wouldn't hear you getting spanked. Now you stand here quietly for 5 more minutes. All right, boy, it's time for your next spanking. Come over here. Pick up the hairbrush, give it to me, and bend over my lap. You're getting 24 with the hairbrush, and that's if you're a good boy who doesn't sass. Oh, did you just repeat my words back to me in a mocking tone? You really don't learn, do you, boy? So sassy, so naughty. Even in the middle of a big naughty boy spanking when you know you're already in big trouble. You know what I tolerate even less than whining in this house, boy? Mocking. You, young man, just mocked me. You behave like this, like an incorrigible brat, and then you complain about getting paddled the most? Oh, yes, boy. Don't think I forgot about the water. Naughty brats deserve to be spanked on their wet, bare bottoms because it hurts more. And because you decided you needed to be so very sassy as to mock me, your hairbrush spanking has just been doubled. You're getting 48 swats, and I'm going to pay extra special attention to your sit spots. No wiggling. Not when I'm spanking you, not when I'm tapping or rubbing the implement on your ass just to tease you with what you know you have coming. Anticipation is part of the punishment. And oh my, your bottom is already red. Well, naughty boys get spanked till their bottoms are red, and then they get spanked some more. Oh, you didn't mean to sass me. Too late this time, boy. I will administer the entire spanking you earned. Promises mean nothing. Actions are everything. If you really are good, you won't earn any additions to this punishment, including more water on your bottom to keep it from getting dry. I know it hurts. It's supposed to hurt. Be an obedient boy and take the spanking you earned. And if you're a good boy, you'll behave and won't earn any more spankings. Now, go stand in the corner facing the wall. I'm setting the timer for another 5 minutes. Behave yourself, boy, or this will only get harder for you. While you're in the corner, you can think about your behavior, as well as the fact that you're getting the belt next. You earned this punishment by being irresponsible with your money and your liver, by being lazy at home, having a bad attitude at work, and by being so sassy about your punishment. You know the rules. You know the consequences. You know your behavior is unacceptable. No, you may not rub your bottom. Naughty boys don't get to rub it better. They get to feel their sore bottoms for every second of their punishment. Now lie down over these pillows. You're getting 12 with the belt. And I am being merciful by not requiring you to ask for your punishment. No, boy, we are not done after this. After the belt, we still have the paddle and the bath brush. Yes, the paddle and the bath brush. Your cheeks are so very hot and sore. Okay, boy, hold still. What? Don't I have someone else who needs a spanking? You are the one who needs a spanking, young man. You can say you're sorry and you can promise to be good all you want, but your actions have earned you a big spanking, and I'm not letting you off because your mouth said something that your actions haven't previously borne out. I'm going to give you a minute to catch your breath from crying. Very good, boy. Now, come over to my lap. Get in the wheelbarrow position for your second paddling. It could have been your first paddling, but you insisted on being sassy. So now it's your second paddling, and I'm using the bigger paddle. I'm going to spank you with this paddle 18 times, and if you behave and take your paddling without attitude, I won't add any strokes. Okay, yeah, that's good. Now bend forward. Good. Nice to see you behave. Naughty boys only seem to behave after a good, hard spanking, which is why I spank you. Now let me feel how hot your bottom is. My, my, your bottom is so hot and red and sore. Such a pity I have to spank it some more, but you brought this on yourself. Yeah, I know you hate this position because it makes you feel so exposed. If I wanted, I could hold you in place just by grasping your penis. You wouldn't dare thrash around then. As it is, I can see your oh-so-sensitive ball sack, and aren't you lucky that that's not what I'm spanking tonight? I know you'd much rather somebody be licking it, but that is not going to happen. Naughty boys definitely do not get their balls licked. Right. You're getting 18 with the paddle. Yes, I know your bottom is already red and stinging. Yes, I know you don't like being paddled on an already spanked bottom. Too bad. You earned this. Now, be a good boy and hold still for these, and if you're wise, you won't earn any more. I know your bottom hurts. It's supposed to hurt. What good would a spanking do if it didn't hurt your bottom? This is what happens to naughty, sassy boys. They get spanked until they cry and their bottoms are bright red. Now go in the corner and think about what you've done. Think about that you still have one more spanking. I want you to remember this punishment. That's right. You were indeed a very bad boy. You're learning your lesson, yes. You're taking your spanking like a good boy, because yes, you were a very bad boy. A bad spanking for a bad, bad boy. You're almost done. Now, you bend over my lap for 12 strokes of the bath brush. You know you've earned it. Yes, that is what a good, sorry boy sounds like. No, I'm the one who gets to rub your ass. Not you. I'm not rubbing it to make it feel better. I'm rubbing it to tease you with what you know is coming. You know, anticipation is part of your punishment. Now, after this, you're going to sit your spanked bottom on the hard punishment stool in the corner. Ready, boy? Good. Good boy, you finally ended up taking your spanking well. Now, go sit your sore bottom on that hard chair in the corner for 15 minutes. Yes, on the edge of the chair, so your sit spots are nice and sorry too. If you continue to be good, I will let you stand up from that ouchy chair pressing into your sit spots and rub lotion on your bottom when the timer goes off. Good boy. You're all done. All done. Come over here so I can rub some nice soothing lotion into your bottom.
Holy shit, y'all. I did it. Like, all in one take. Whew. Yeah, let me know what you think. I hope y'all liked it.